in those days they were almost all strictly little groups of separate wooden shanties, basically. Now, in going from here to Jacksonville, for instance, in places like Palm Beach, Fort Pierce, Stuart, Melbourne, New Smyrna, Daytona, all of those places had hotels. I mean, every one of those little towns, maybe there were only 2,000 or 3,000 people in them, but they had one, at least generally, one good hotel that maybe it was only open during the winter, you know, strictly as a tourist hotel. And then there were some of them that were commercial hotels. Palm Beach had West Palm Beach had several of them. There were 2 or 3 of them in Fort Pierce, in Melbourne. I traveled that area back in the late 30s for commercial credit. In fact, I had to collect every bit of automobile paper from the Dade County line north to Wabasso, which is above Vero, and then across to Okeechobee City, down the east side of the lake, around to Clewiston, and then back to Fort Lauderdale.
I don't think you could do that now.
Oh, God. But every bit of automobile paper the commercial credit had, and then they had another man on household appliance accounts in the same area. But the two of us handled that whole damn area. Collections.
So you're trailing quite a bit.
Well, I'd leave my ammo. What I would do, I would work the Fort Lauderdale. Well, there was one exception. Palm Beach had a small office with two men and a girl in it that handled the stuff within the, basically, the city limits of Palm Beach and West Palm Beach and the immediate area around it. But outside of that, I would work Fort Lauderdale and Pompano and Deerfield on a Monday. Then Tuesday morning I'd take off and head north and plan on spending the night perhaps in Vero or in Fort Pierce. And then would go across the next day to Okeechobee City and the next day down to Clewiston. Back to Miami. But the bulk of the stuff over around the lake was not local stuff. It was looking for migrant bean pickers and such that had taken off from Virginia and Carolina and everywhere else, you know, just skipped out and nobody had record of them.
Okay. Now on this early highway, on the highway, what did you call the thing that separated the lanes?
You didn't have anything that separated the lanes.
It was just a...
I mean, you just had, basically, up until, in the late 30s, from the middle 30s on, they started four-laning parts of US 1, which had to be in the middle. But up until that time, it was just all strictly two-lane stuff, one north, one south.
Yeah, was it painted?
Yeah, I usually had a line down the middle. Sometimes they didn't. I can't remember when we started finding lines in the middle of the damn road.
But usually didn't. That might make it interesting at night or something, if you were driving.
Well, I can remember when I started driving. A lot of those roads, I mean, you just lined up the radiator cap. That was the days when you had a radiator cap. You lined up the radiator cap with the edge of the road. That's the way you knew you were on.